Not only do we teach you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps on the Julie Tussie Show, but today we're going to teach you how to overcome your Grinch side at Christmas. You're going to love it.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
We are aging wells on the Julie Tussie Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussie Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Thank you so much, everybody. I am so glad to be here with you today. It is Christmas. That's right, Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're having a good season. We've had a lot going on the Julie Tussie Show. We've been doing some exciting recipe things through the holidays, and I'm going to give you a recipe today. Aren't you so excited? April and I have been working really hard. She's actually on Christmas vacation for 2 weeks. Yes, she's spoiled rotten, and we love her so much. So she's on Christmas vacation. I know a lot of you listening today are home with the kids. You might be ready to pull your hair out. Maybe not, but I remember those days very, very well. I did want to announce that I am going to be a glamma again. That's right. My daughter is pregnant, and we are so, so excited. My son has two daughters. They're up in Michigan, him and his beautiful wife, Whitney. And now my daughter that lives here with me, she is going to have a baby, her and her husband, and we are so, so excited. So all the more reason for the season in the Tussie home. We're very, very excited. Well, Christmas shopping, I'm telling you, this year. Oh, can we talk? Can we just talk? I've been kind of grinchy this year. I don't know why. Normally, I love Christmas and I can't wait to buy presents for everybody. And I like to go the extra mile and do really glamorous gifts and great packaging and all that. And I think that that's been my problem. Those of you that follow us on Facebook, you know we own our own construction company and our own home company called Tussie Homes Incorporated. And we are building a spec home in a beautiful subdivision. Right now in Madison County, it's in Boone's Trace, and it is beautiful. We've been marketing to sell it as a spec home, and I get to do the interior design. My husband and I designed the home, and Gary is almost an architect. And so he's great at space planning. He's gone to school for interior design, and he's taught me a lot of what I know. So I get to do the interiors, and have I been having fun? Oh my gosh. But because of that, I'm telling you, I am just up to my eyebrows in tile samples, in flooring samples, in grout samples, wall covering, lighting, fixtures, toilets, bathtubs, sinks. Oh, it's so fun. But as a result, I've just spent all my time doing that. And it's made me kind of grinchy because when I do Christmas, honey, I like to do it big. Anybody else with me, I like to do it big. And so I actually went to bed with Gary a week ago. It was last weekend. And I shopped online for 3 hours and I bought about 75% of our Christmas online and it came to the door. Do you know how nice that was? Oh, that was awesome, because for the other 25%, I've had to go out to the stores. And normally I love to shop, but I don't love to shop when there's a lot of people out. And so I was out shopping with my mom. And when I get in line, this menopause thing, it makes you into a different woman. I am so impatient about long lines. Can I get an amen in the house? Well, that's been my Christmas thus far. I hope yours is going good. Today, I want to talk to you about some reasons to remember about Christmas, some things to remember about Christmas. And I thought I'd give you, like, I don't know, four points that have helped me not to be Grinchy. So I'm on an anti-Grinch campaign, you know? Anti-Grinch campaign. Some people don't really enjoy Christmas because they feel pressured by commercialism. So I want to tell you today, don't feel pressured by commercialism. If you have money and want to spend it, do it. If you don't have a lot of money and you don't want to spend it, then don't. It really truly is the thought that counts. I can't tell you how many times I've had to be creative in my past because I didn't have a ton of money. You know, sometimes you're a good and sometimes you ain't so good when it comes to the income, but you got to have a budget, especially when you're raising kids. So if you're on a budget, maybe you should do some of the things that I did. And that was that I learned to kind of make gifts. Like I used to go get sparkling, not apple cider, sparkling grape juice. That's right. And then I'd go find these fluted glasses and I'd buy a beautiful fabric ribbon and I would tie the fluted glasses upside down to the neck of the wine bottle. It looked like a wine bottle, but it was actually sparkling grape juice because that was my favorite. And I would tie a big bow around it and then put a really cool card on it. So I would take a little bit of time to make a personal gift. Another thing I've done a lot of is peanut butter fudge. And I might go buy, you know, to Big Lots or someplace. It used to be you could get a coffee mug for $1. A Christmas mug or something. I just find a really cool container and I would put, you know, I would fill it with saran wrap and then I would put in, or I'd get a cellophane bag and I'd put fudge pieces in there, peanut butter fudge, which is a family recipe, and I would give those out. I give out plates of cookies, sometimes even just taking the time to write an expressive note on a pretty piece of paper or a pretty, you know, you can get blank note cards. You can get like a dozen for $3 or $4. Little things like that can mean so much more than, you know, having to get the biggest Keurig available. And no shame on the game of Keurig. I am a Keurig fan, but there have been times when I could not do that. But you know, it really is about the thought. It is about the thought. That's what counts at Christmas time. So take some time, look over your budget, and just get creative. Pinterest is amazing for ideas. The Julie Tussey Show gives you amazing ideas. I'm going to give you the recipe for my Christmas cookies. Right now, they are world famous. But it's not really world famous. It's kind of like local famous. Oh, here it is. I'm looking all over. Can you hear my papers? These sugar cookies are amazing. You can make them up. You can put them in a box and you can actually freeze them and unthaw them. They just stay forever. They are called Julie's Christmas Cookies. And they take 2 cups of sugar, granulated, 1 cup of softened butter, 1 cup of sour cream. I use low fat. You can use full. 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 2 eggs. Now, I put that in a bowl and I actually get my mixer out and I mix the fire out of it until it's really smooth. And then I stir in 6 cups of flour, 1 cup at a time. And you can actually start with your mixer until it gets too thick and it you know, turns into like globulations on your beaters. When it starts getting like that, then you have to finish it by hand. But then I put that in the refrigerator for about an hour, and then you roll it out on the counter, cut it about a quarter inch thick, an eighth to a quarter inch thick, and bake on 350 for about 9 minutes. And that is, I like to pull them out while they're still a little bit soft, because then when they cool, they actually are soft. If you cook them longer, they will get crispy, if you like that kind. Now, what I do from there is I put cream cheese frosting, Pillsbury, whatever. I have a recipe for a homemade cream cheese frosting, but when you do a homemade, it's very hard to keep it from getting too soft if they're not refrigerated. So I don't recommend it, but here's the cream cheese frosting from Julie Tussey. 1/3 cup of butter, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla and 2 to 4 tablespoons of hot water. And then if you want to make it colored food coloring, which I don't because I don't like that it's unhealthy. But there you go, my holiday recipe for cream cheese frosting. I'm going to post this in the notes of the show so that you can get it. The most fantastic Christmas cookies you will ever eat. Never have I ever had anybody say they don't like them. And you know what else? I think that might make the glaze. Let me read this closely. To glaze instead. Oh, okay. So that was a glaze. So the recipe I just gave you made a glaze. Now, glaze is really cool on a Christmas cookie because it gets kind of shiny. You actually have to put them on a rack. Not iRack, a rack. And you have to let the glaze like drip down. So when you make those, that's what you do with this recipe. 1/3 cup butter, 2 cups powdered sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla, 2 to 4 tablespoons of hot water. Kind of judge the hot water according to how thin you want it. Just enough to, you know, it's got to kind of be thick. Well, there you go. Julie Tussie's Christmas cookies, baby. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussie Show.
So we're talking about how to not be grinchy during Christmas, right? Don't be pressured. The first point was don't be pressured by commercialism. I don't like commercialism. I like it to be from the heart. So those were some great ideas, I think. The next thing I want to talk about is remember to be thankful. You know, sometimes we can look around and see all the big things people are getting or all the big things people are doing and be a little resentful or jealous or sad for ourselves or have a pity party. But what I like to do when I'm feeling a little grinchy is to remember to be thankful for all my blessings. You know, someone always has it worse than you, and you might be going through a hard time today, and I realize that. But if you can just find it in your heart to be thankful, it does make things so much easier. So be thankful. The next thing I like to do is to do something to help others. That is really, really good to get you out of the grinchy spirit. Go to a soup kitchen and serve. Visit a nursing home or someone elderly that might be lonely and they could just use some lovin's. Take them some cookies and just go listen to them and express your love for them and make them feel important. You can go to the hospital and you can visit. You can volunteer at the hospital. I don't know if they do this or not, but I've read about it in books where you can actually go in and help rock the babies. Now, in 2017, that may not be possible. It just may not be possible. Another thing you can do is help a mom who might have a bunch of small children and she needs to go Christmas shopping for those babies. Call her up and say, Merry Christmas. I am going to watch your kids for a day. Or a half a day and let her go shopping. Maybe she has a new baby and she wants to clean her house. Just offer yourself. It's so fun. It makes life so much better when you give. Your life just improves. And of course, the main reason is to remember what the reason for the season is. And that is because of Jesus. And I wanted to read this cool scripture. I love this scripture out of Luke 11. And it's Luke 11, 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." We are all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests." That's right. Jesus is the reason for the season. So don't forget in the midst of all of this crazy Christmas stuff and Santa Claus and all of the gift giving and dinners and all of the things you have to do, just stop and remember it's really about Jesus. Thanks so much for listening today. We have some awesome things coming up. April and I will be doing a podcast for the end of the year. Heather Robertson is coming on in January. We're probably going to kick off the first podcast with her. She lost 170 pounds and has kept it off for almost 6 years and has a huge supportive community teaching us how to lose weight with maintenance in mind. I am living proof that what she teaches works because I have learned to change my mindset. And 1 year ago today, I was 24.4 pounds heavier than I am now, and I could not lose weight no matter what I did. I have learned what I did to sabotage myself and to not believe in myself enough to make it happen, and I have learned to think differently about how I approach food and diet and health and fitness, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of that in January with you. But she, Heather Robertson, has changed my life. I love her, and I'm so glad she's coming on. We're going to be doing Love Month in February, and that is going to be awesome. Julia London has 45 published historical romance novels, and she has been one of my all-time favorite authors for years and years and years, and she was on last year for Love Month, and we had such a good time, you would have thought we were sisters. She is really, really cool, and we're going to have her on to celebrate Love Month on the Julie Tussie Show. So lots of great things coming up for you. Please don't forget to go to GoFundMe.com/MyAngelsList and give to Luke's ADA Kitchen. There's a whole podcast about him a couple of podcasts ago, and you can find that story. You can also find us on Facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow and find all about that. We're going to help us an autistic child who has Down syndrome and needs his kitchen redone. We're going to help that family to have their kitchen become ADA compliant and help Luke to have great care and a great time in his home. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm so thankful for you, and I want you to take a little time today to go and love on someone else and let them know how important they are to you. Remember, you only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest. We are Aging Wells on the Julie Tussie Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show. I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at Facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pane.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
rocks just to tell you something good for ya. She introduced you to the man, breaking in a language everybody understands.
Yo siempre estaré junto a ti, aunque no estés cerca de mí.